Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I need everybody today, everybody that's listening, I need you to catch fire today. I want you to catch fire today. You want to phrase it another way? I want you to catch on fire today. But I need you to catch fire today. I need today to be the day that you stop complaining and you do something. Do you know why a lot of people can't move forward in their life? Because they complaining about their past. They always complaining, man, about something is that explains the reason why they are. Let me help you with this right here. If you are steady complaining about the reason you are, you know, if I hadn't have met this man, if I hadn't have been involved with this woman, if I hadn't have had this baby, if I had have never went down there, if I hadn't have got arrested, if I hadn't have this, if I hadn't have that, if I had have just finished school, if I hadn't have, hey, stop, stop. All that stuff that you're complaining about, everything that you keep allowing to resonate with you as a reason to justify and explain you not being successful, can I share something with you about all of that? Guess what it is? You done got past all of it. You done had the baby. You got arrested. They didn't kill you. You didn't finish school, but you're still standing. You met that man, he gone, he involved with two other women right now, got three other kids. Guess what? You still here, and the baby's here. You got over all the injustices that were done to you. You got something happened to you when you was a kid. You're an adult now. Somebody did something to you when you was a little boy. Guess what? You a man now. Some things happened to you that you haven't found closure on. The person that you're looking for closure from has moved on. Can I tell you that everything that has happened to you, do you know you've gotten past it? So why are you steady complaining about what has happened to you that has caused you to be in this position, but do you understand that it's prohibiting you from moving forward? Stop complaining today. Catch fire. Let your past be your past. I've told this to you 100 times on this radio, but I'm going to say it again. Bishop Jakes told me something, man, that helped me so greatly. You can't drive your car if you're going to keep looking in the rearview mirror. That's why the windshield is huge. The windshield is huge. The rearview mirror is this tiny thing that sits up there. Now, all it's for is so you can see stuff that's coming up on you. All the rearview mirror for is so you can assure yourself, listen to this. The rearview mirror is up there to assure you that you've cleared something. See, that's what the rearview mirror is for. So when you pass a car and you want to switch lanes, you can glance up there and it says, okay, you're clear now. You passed it. You can switch lanes. That's all the rearview mirror is for. It ain't for you to stare at and dictate your life with. What you tripping for, man? Catch fire today. Today, man. Quit complaining about everything that didn't happen to you. Life is 10%. What happens to you is 90% what you do about what happens to you. What are you going to do about it? So what? I got all this. Look, man, your story ain't no deeper than nobody else's. I can tell you I was homeless for 3 years. It's people been homeless for 30 years. How long I'm gonna ride that out? Well, you know, I can't do nothing right now. I fell on hard times and I lost my place to stay. Where you staying now? See, the majority of people are staying somewhere right now. I was out there. I didn't have nowhere to go. I'm in a shelter now. You was under the bridge a week ago. You in the shelter now. Why you still crying about the bridge? You in the shelter now. Man. People, man, we trip ourselves out by complaining. I'm asking everybody today to catch fire today. Stop complaining. Do something today. Get excited. Now, I'm going to say something that I'm going to have to explain. Get excited about your life. You know the best way to get excited about your life is to find your purpose in your life. Uh-oh, Steve, got to explain that one, don't you? Yep, I knew it before I said it. As soon as I said it, I said I'm going to have to explain this right here because people always be talking about, you say stuff and you don't mean it. See, what I do is when I say something, I give you the explanation for it so you can stop all this. I ain't know. Listen to me. You got to get excited about your life, and the best way to get excited about your life is to find your purpose. Now, okay, Steve, that's what I've been struggling with. I can't find my purpose. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You know how you find your purpose. You get in touch with who created you. Because when God made you, he had a purpose in mind. Now, we've ignored it, and we haven't tapped into it, but we all had a purpose. You don't, and it's sometimes it takes people longer to discover the purpose. Colonel Sanders was frying chicken with a recipe that he was telling people was the best chicken in the world. Ain't nobody believe him till he turned 70. Why you think the dude that's on the Kentucky Fried Chicken signs is old? That dude ain't 20 up there. He old. He old. But you know what? He had been frying that chicken for 40-some years. They just found out about it when he was 70. But he didn't give up his purpose in life. This dude was just frying chicken. See, people keep looking for their gifts in all kinds of places when it's right there in you. You ain't got to go to school to find your gift. You're born with the gift that God got for you. You go to school to tack it on to something else. But your gift was already given to you. You were born with that. You don't have to go to college to know your gift. Your college allows you to enhance it and to find something to attach it to. And hopefully you get a degree that attaches your gift to a vehicle where it can work. The problem with college is we go to college and we attach it to what we like or what we might be passionate about, and we ignore the gift we have. You know how many people that graduated from college ain't doing nothing they went to college for? Come on, man. You know why? Because you discover in life your gift. You discover what you was born to do. I wasn't born. You know what my major was in college? It was advertising. I can't be at no desk drawing no picture for nobody. But now guess what? I can wake up every day and guess what? I can tell you. I've been advertising my career. Come see me live. Come see me live at Madison Square Garden. Come see me live at Phillips Arena. Come see me live at Joker's Comedy Club. Come see me live at Percy's. Come see me live at Ellis's Tavern. Come see me live. I've been advertising the whole time. But I had a different purpose in mind because I went and I talked to God. And this is how you do it. You go talk to God and say, hey, God, look, okay, this is the deal. I've been struggling here. I'm over 40. I still haven't found my purpose in life. Okay, but so I can quit wasting any more time. Would you help direct me and guide me to my purpose? I know you created me to do something. I just haven't found what it is. And the reason I haven't found what it is, because I've been doing things my way. I ain't been checking with you, conferring with you on anything. I ain't locked in or tried to settle it up with you. I've been just doing my thing. Well, my thing has gotten me as far as it can get me. How about you take over and do your thing? Now, can you direct me in my path? I'm an open book. Treat me like a piece of clay. I'm telling you, man, if you go to God, he'll give it to you. But see, you have not because you ask not. How many times have you asked God for it? This ain't no magic trick, y'all. This is the deal. You got to catch fire today. Catch fire today. I am. I'm excited about today. I've got a lot to do. Got to go out here and see what God got for me today. I'm shaking the bushes, man. If God passing out blessings, I'm in line. I am in line.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, 21 minutes after the hour. This is the all new, all bad, already morning show. ain't nobody playing up in here. All the other morning shows is losing grip.
And listening.
They listening.
Tune in to find out, man, what the hell they doing now? We done changed the clock. We done changed the content. We done changed the personnel. We finna change the damn song.
Change is good.
Change is
we
good.
Done took. Yeah. Now you got to take.
This is a new one, Steve.
They so confused right now.
Yeah, yeah. And in case you don't know, yes, that is shade.
It's cool in
shade. Know you're listening.
You wanted them to have clarity, Josh.
Are they throwing shade? Yes, that is shade. Okay. Shade with love. We love, but that is a little bit of shade.
And we're petty.
Yeah, we're petty.
We're
yeah,
so petty.
Some shade.
We're so petty.
Take that.
Well, how you feel today, Steve, on this
I'm
Friday?
Good. How you feel, Shirley? Mm-hmm.
I'm excellent, Steve. Excellent,
Carla.
Excellent.
I'm doing good on this Cinco de Mayo. It's Friday. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. Junior.
Yeah. What's up, Unc? I'm the best. I ain't in the hospital.
All right, now, Tommy.
top, big dog. Cinco de Mayo, man.
Jay.
Tell Junior don't be taking my jokes from me about sickle cell because I was gonna say
I do
the same
myself first,
thing.
Jay.
Don't insult yourself. That's my job. Okay?
Hey, Kat, give me that Cinco de Mayo yell that you do. Yeah.
You can hear that every day where I live, man.
I didn't realize it was a Cinco de Mayo yell, though. I like
man,
it.
Man, I had a dude on Family Feud trying to teach it to me. I could not get it, man. And I'm usually good at that kind of stuff.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear you
try.
Get
it again,
Steve. Today. Try it today.
No, I had to hear it a lot of times. Kat, get on the mic and give it to me one more time.
It's a crazy Nobody does it like Kat.
That's Cinco de Mayo.
He starts off
Who was
shot.
That?
That's funny, man.
You can't do it.
Because
it just fade out.
That was you, Steve? That was the last one was you, right?
Yeah.
Let Junior try it, because he's
Junior,
got a high voice.
Sound like a sick girl.
Junior got a
high
That sound like a coyote. That's not that fit in the Western.
I'm just not Mexican. That's all that is. I'm not.
Hey man, I don't want to make nobody mad. We just trying it.
Just nobody
get mad. I don't
I
really
try
know.
Things.
Oh, man,
try it, Shirley. Watch this.
Sound you like a karate move.
Yeah, Shirley.
So you're welcome.
Oh, what are you doing?
Like we'll Bruce be back. 30 something funny coming up next. You don't want to miss it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back. Shirley.
A lot of drama, Steve, going on the airlines. I mean, first it was United, American, Delta. Everybody has drama on the airlines. You had a story about Jamaica Air. We want to hear that. Okay, this is about Southwest Airlines. Southwest is ending the practice of overbooking its flights. You know how they do that. CEO Gary Kelly.
They just now decided to
Yeah,
stop,
they just they? Now. Gary Kelly, the CEO, says the company has decided to cease overbooking, something that it has been planning now. It's been in the planning stages for a few years.
I'll tell you.
Okay, why?
Because the people that fly on Southwest.
Yes.
The CEO know they different than the people that fly on United. You go on Southwest trying to pull somebody off. They finna show your ass up.
Okay.
These are $69 ticket people. They can't get pulled off. They ain't got no money to get pulled off.
Yeah, no other airline.
We
got to
get on this one right here.
And you can't be joking on the mic and then, you know, seriously put me off the plane. That don't
work. Exactly.
It doesn't go together,
you can't
Jay.
Start with jokes and then you got to get off the plane.
Right.
Yeah, they do be joking, Jay.
They sing a song.
They're fun, yeah. But Steve, you're right, because it says overbooking, of course, has been a hot topic in the airline industry since United Airlines forcibly dragged Dr. Dow off the flight. Southwest is changing their policy. That's what Gary Kelly said.
Yeah, because they know.
Uh-huh. And we'll
Southwest know. People different from all other airlines.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Grab me if you want. Matter of fact, they get on board with I Wish You Would. That's a different mindset.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. You're right. That's exactly
Southwest
what it
people, a lot of them don't have luggage. They got this stuff in a bag. They're ready to go.
I seen dude get on plane with his stuff in a laundry basket with a hefty bag over the laundry bag, and it was wrapped in duct tape. That was his luggage.
That's not going to pull him off the plane.
You ever flew Jamaica Air?
No.
Boy?
Yes.
Once.
You fly Jamaica Air, finally board that plane, the cleanup crew got to get over there right now. I said out there, man, it'd be just a shoe, a head of cabbage, a chicken.
Why is it
be stuff. Dog, I swear to God, I was in Miami and Jamaica Air took off, and I was passing by the gate, and the stuff that was at the gate, a shoe, a head of cabbage,
not a pear,
a chicken, some corn, a bowl of cornflakes, half finished. I'm telling you, man, a straw hat with a hole in it.
No, man.
Just be leaving. You be going, man, the hell was going on in this gate? Some firecrackers.
Yes.
You just be looking at stuff like, man, the hell was at this gate?
He is absolutely right about that, man.
A head of cabbage.
One head of cabbage. A pot? You might see a pot. He's not lying. He is not lying when you fly Air Jamaica, man.
God, man. Air Jamaica, man, coming out of Miami. That last chance to unload. They be like, no, you be going. No.
Chicken?
Oh, a pair of baby pants with pee on them.
A what?
A pair of baby pants with pee on them. Just took them off. You ain't.
Oh, my God.
And you see the baby get off on the other end. He just got a diaper on. You know it was him.
I ain't seen a big wheel in years, man. Where they get one,
dog? And it be at the gate. Jamaica Air. When they finally load them passengers, man. And then it be just one baby sitting in the float crying.
Oh.
And going down.
A wooden leg? Like, who left their leg?
A prosthetic. Just at the airport. But lean it up against a wheelchair.
Whoa.
It'd be a wheelchair with one wheel on it.
Oh, man, no, don't
I've never me. Seen this before. This is hilarious.
I never knew that.
Vest.
Just a vest.
Jamaica Air, yeah, man.
Pair of glasses, man, with one of the lens missing.
A wig.
Man, it'd be some stuff.
A wig.
Yeah, they leave some stuff in Jamaica Air.
Jamaica Air, yeah, you be going, man. God, dog,
a slip,
man.
Be at the gate.
Dog, be one flip-flop. One flip-flop.
Some baby pants.
Look at me, was a head of lettuce. Oh, man.
Thank God, I saw a head of cabbage.
Wow. I'm in a head of cabbage.
I'm stuck on that.
Oh, my God.
How would they get that into the country, man?
Yeah.
Was the chicken live? It was a live chicken.
Oh, yeah, it was a live chicken. He walked around pecking on stuff on the floor, eating the crackers.
Chicken.
You will be jerked.
Chicken licking like.
Live chicken. He escaped.
Yeah.
Because he knew he was finna be jerked.
Baby pants.
Baby pants.
With pee on.
Prosthetic. I can't say the word.
Prosthetic legs.
Prosthetic leg leaning up against the wall. Why is there one leg up against the wall?
He'll be back. God.
And there's always that one dude left with that suit on that's too small and a tattered briefcase. And he won't
know
why
what
he
they
can't
have in those plane. Briefcases. They're mandatory carrying briefcases in Jamaica.
No, attaché case.
Not the new ones. The old square type ones. Yeah.
Yeah. With the buckles on.
You gotta flip them.
Yeah. Don't ever be nothing in there, man.
You gotta flip them
off with your thumbs.
Yeah, with your thumb, right. Yeah,
but he got the suit, the pants is short, the jacket short. He real thin. And he can't even miss the flight.
Yeah.
And he's standing there being real intelligent.
And he'll have on plaid pants and a polka dot shirt. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Ain't no problem.
And he always be patting his pockets like he checking for something. The whole time. Just be patting himself like he checking for something.
Where do I go to see this at? Where do I go see this at?
Jamaica Air.
Go to Jamaica Air in Miami.
Yeah.
That last flight out.
Yeah. The last
flight. That one right there, man. They on there, and it's amazing.
Really?
No, that's ignorant.
A head of lettuce.
I don't know.
It's there. It's real.
I'm going down.
That was crazy, Steve. And a head of cabbage. I love it.
I know.
All right. We have a new segment on the show brought to you by Nephew Tommy. It's called Who You Mad At Now. It's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about politics at the office. But right now, Tommy got a new bit, y'all. This is a new bit. He's been working on it. Mm-hmm. New bit.
Can you say comedy in front of that word? Because it's very scary
when you say it, Steve.
But, man, it just got married. You know, I need that.
Tommy got a new comedy bit.
B-I-T. Uh-huh. Period.
Segment could work.
Mm-hmm. Segment is there.
Mm-hmm. Name of this bit is tell us who you mad at now. Tommy, what's the premise behind this?
This is for people to call in and just get it off their chest. Like they got, 20, 30 seconds, just get it off their chest. Give us a call at 877. Now, this is going to throw you right here. 877-97-TOMMY. See, I'm working my way into it.
He want to be just anyway, like you, huh?
877-97-TOMMY. T-O-M-M-Y, 97.
What?
Man.
Wait a minute, hold it, dog. You done went and got...
He's got his own number?
You done went and got your own number?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, I mean... What was they going to call?
1-800-97-STEVE. You done went and got 1-800-87-STEVE.
Yeah, it's
877-29. Steve is not to be confused with 877-97-TOMMY. You understand?
It's very confusing.
Yeah. Black.
Choose which one you want, okay?
That's my own show stuff right there. That's what I'll file that over here with my own.
Yeah,
show.
He's on his way out.
God, 877-97-TOMMY. It's just for the bit, Unc. It's just for the bit.
Come on, have a little iPad show.
Yeah, but what, Unc?
iPad show.
This sounds like somebody about to call in who's really mad about this phone number.
Yeah. It sounds like my uncle mad right now.
It sounds like the next guy was. See, I had this bit, right? And I put my own number.
See, you won't even have an iPod.
A podcast, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't gonna have that. You're gonna have an iPad show.
Unc, It's just people are just calling and letting us know who they mad at now. 877-97-TOMMY. And I, you know.
He got his own damn phone.
So why is Sam funny, Junior?
Because it's the same number Uncle Steve got.
No, he is 877-29-Steve.
You couldn't hear me.
I'm 877-97.
And all the calls will be taken in the Tommy building, right? He got his own building, man.
Your uncle has a right to be mad about this one, Tommy.
Oh, it's about it's about to be a radio trade. You gonna be on Tom's show?
We can't have our own numbers, though. What?
You have to.
Why do you feel offended by this?
But you're promoting your own phone number on this show. I've been working my ass.
But it's not like I'm promoting it for a show. It's just for people to call in. Call the number and vent if you want to vent.
Somebody want to vent? I got a show. I can vent.
Call the number, Steve. Call that number and vent.
Somebody calling that ragged ass number. 1-800-97-TOMMY.
It's 877. Don't confuse the people. 877.
Oh, confuse them. Oh, man.
But here it is, Unc. Who you mad at now?
Enough is enough. I don't want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten.
Go ahead. Say it. Say it, Tom. Say it.
Do you think that's funny?
They f with the driver, okay?
Do you want to go to war? Come on. Do you want to go to war? We'll take you to war, okay?
For women, it is just about security and commitment and whatever the is. Forget it.
Don't waste my motherfucking time.
It's Nephew Tommy, and you have reached the hotline for Who Are You Mad At Now? Who you mad at now? You got 30 seconds to leave me a message and let me know who you mad at now.
Yes, my name is Ashley, calling from Montgomery, Alabama. And the person that I'm mad as hell at are these so-called men. Why am I mad at them? Because they say they want a woman with real hair, real nails, and a real job. But they real broke. You can't ask them to go to the movies. They can't even invite to take you out to the movies. Why? Because they live with their mama. They ain't got no job. They begging their mama for gas money. So how you gonna tell a woman that you want all of these different things, but you can't even provide for yourself? And then had a nerve to have 5 and 6 kids by 3 or 4 different women. Well, how you gonna knock a woman that's got hair to make herself look better, keep her nails done and keep her hands pretty, but you can't do nothing for her? I tell you what, go sit your ass down.
Who you mad at now?
Tommy, I had to come out here and give me a black and mild, man. Let me tell you who got me around here. So I go in there, I think I'm about to get it on with my wife, and I'm talking about I'm ready, Tommy. I'm ready to go ahead and lay it down. And as soon as I get in the bed, I turn over, think I'm about to get it in. She starts talking about some, so you ready to be nice now? You ready to start talking sweet now? No, I'm ready to start getting it in. Why do they start doing that foolishness right in the middle? You know I just took that pill. You know that blue thing going to run out here in a minute. Go on, give it to me. Stop all this chipping in the cabin and giving it to yes. Tommy, I'm mad at a man. And I'm really, I got to go smoke this pile to get this off my chest.
Who you mad at now?
Hey, I'm pissed off at my wife, man. No, look, I love her dearly. But here's something that she do about 3-4 times a week. She don't make the bed up. I come home from work, I walk into my bedroom, and it looked like what I left with this morning. Now, my wife work at home, and I'm proud that she able to do that. But she got to make that bed up, man. I mean, that bed, look, it makes me feel comfortable when I come home and my house is neat and my bedroom look neat, you know. But I hope her friends will listen to this, because I know she don't listen to the show, and I hope that just somebody come and just talk to her and just tell her what her husband like. All right.
Who you mad at now?
I'm telling you right now. This is David D. out of Texas. I'm a mailman. Let me tell you who I'm mad at. I'm not mad at the dog. It's the dog owner. It's the dog owner. Because you know what they always say? He won't bite. He won't bite. Let him lick you. I don't want him to lick me. He won't bite. Tell that to the mailman inside the mercy room. I'm so sick and tired of people. Please respect the mailman the same way you respect the cops. I'm tired of you people coming in trying to get your little check on the 30, and it's got the first on it. The thing say the first. Don't come to me, don't mailman. I know you got it. Can you hook me up? I can't do nothing for you. I'm not losing my job, so I can be looking for a check on the first like you. Let me tell you something. Respect your mailman. It's David D. out of Houston, Texas. Later.
Who you mad at now? Who you mad at now?
You know what I'm mad at, Nephew Tommy? I'm mad at people coming up in the shop, man, thinking that you are a miracle maker. We can't just make you somebody you're not. Stop bringing in pictures of celebrities and trying to look like them. You are not a celebrity. All we can do is work with what we have and just know that when I cut your hair, you are not going to look like that person on that picture. Stop doing that. And then when I'm doing your hair, stop staring at me the whole time I'm doing your hair. Why are you staring at me? What you want me to do? I can't do nothing about that. And keep the conversation light. I don't want to talk to you the whole time you're in the chair. Sit down, get your hair cut, and get up out the chair. That's what I do. I cut hair, you sit down and let me cut it. And don't be on your phone wearing your headsets and all that stuff when you're in there. Stop doing that. It's making me mad. Stop doing that to me. Please.
It's Nephew Tommy, and you have reached a hotline for Who Are You Mad At Now? Who you mad at now? You got 30 seconds to leave me a message and let me know who you mad at now.
Joy! All right, so Steve, here we go. Jay, Junior, Tommy, Carla, everyone. Imagine a world where former First Lady Michelle Obama had never become our First Lady.
Wow.
Now, this is according to a new book. Barack Obama proposed marriage to another woman before he met Michelle. Now, in his book, The Making of Barack Obama, David Barrow says that Barack actually popped the question to Sheila Miyoshi Jagger twice and got rejected twice. This was before he fell for Michelle. Garrow also claims that Obama believed, even when he was in law school, that he'd be president someday. All right. Wow. So, yeah, interesting, right? I mean, everybody has a past, though. However, the author added that the love between Barack and Michelle is real and it is profound. I believe that. You can see it. You can see it, you know? Yeah. So,
her
Steve,
name
did you...
Sheila Miyagi. What's her name again?
Sheila Miyoshi Jagger.
She white or
Was
yeah Asian?
Yeah. Yeah. What is she? She's when I saw the picture, they said she was white, but she looked
Asian. He never would have made it to white house with a white woman.
Yeah, and that's also what they but that's also what they said in the book as well. Yeah. They said that if he had his eye on the presidency,
that would have been over with.
No.
Not with no white woman.
But she's the one that should be mad because
she messed up.
Kicking herself in the
She could have been First Lady.
But that's life, though. You know, that's life. But he got the one he was supposed to have.
He was supposed
to have a beautiful family and everything, you know. Actually, he was being stupid. He'd have made a mistake.
If he had married her,
Oh, it have blew everything. He wouldn't. Mm-hmm. He didn't know.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
Yeah.
He
couldn't have been
the
same president.
He had no idea the plan that God had. He had
no idea
at all what was going to happen here.
Yeah.
That even when he was in law school, he was going to be president.
Mm-hmm.
Not Sheila Jagger, though.
No,
yeah,
not with her.
Sheila Miyoshi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Because Jagger rhymes with, and that would have been, you know, a lot of stuff.
Is she married to Mick Jagger now?
That's a
no,
lot
it's
of
Jagger.
Reasons
why. It's not Jagger.
That's a lot of reasons why Tom didn't let you talk to him. Right? That's
the list
I'm
is adding up, Steve.
Yeah, I'm so starting.
He hires me, right?
Because yeah, I don't
me over
understand.
Here. He knows what
why,
I do. Right?
Why they won't let Jay talk that much over there? I was confused. And now I understand.
Come on,
because
man,
of the stuff that come out of his damn mouth. This damn man.
It ain't even appalling.
Man, hey man, let me tell you something. I had this couple on my show, these four sisters. They was all women on the show from a place in Georgia, Georgia. And the lady on the end, good looking women, man. All of them kind of thick. They good looking girls. The one on the end, her job was she tastes moonshine. She a moonshine sampler. You know, and you know, moonshine is illegal.
but they still running it down in Georgia.
And still making it.
Yeah, so everybody in the county bring it to her for her to taste it and tell them if it's good or not, what's missing in it. And so she was a really bright chick, though. She had another job during the daytime, but she did all the moonshine testing on the weekend. And her other sister was crazy, too. These two women, man, were so wild on this show, man. And they were so crazy, man. One of them partied all the time. One of them drank moonshine. So the bit between them was, I said, man, y'all crazy. Yes, we crazy. I know we crazy. And they both be talking about how crazy I tell you how crazy I'm. You see, she said, most people meet us most people meet us are shocked and appalled. And then the other one said, and I'm Paul. And she said, and I'm shocked. Glad to meet you. And them two women said it's so slick. Most people meet us as shocked and appalled. I just run in, I'm appalled and I'm shocked. Nice to meet you, Paul. Hi, shocked. And just kept right on talking. Boy, wow. I died laughing at them sisters, man. Cute.
Hey, did you hear that President Obama announced that he and Michelle will personally donate $2 million of their own money to summer job programs in Chicago? Of course, that's their hometown. Right. I love that. Yeah, he made that announcement while revealing the couple's plans for an Obama museum and library in their hometown yesterday. That's excellent, isn't it? Yeah,
now always giving back. Now you can go out and get some more money. Won't nobody say nothing.
Yeah.
I just gave $2 million.
Yeah, that's right.
Worrying about what he making. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I love that
story. They are going to do very, very well outside of the presidency because, number one, they're very, very smart people. They're just very, very smart. And their heart is in the right place. And he's been about service. Him and her have been about service before they got into the White House.
Yeah,
could not have known the politics and the way it really works in Washington. And it's really, really sad because the people who suffer behind the politics of Washington are us. Because, man, let me tell you something. They ran on the platform of repeal and replace Obamacare. They all ran on that. But here is the thing. Obamacare, the majority of it is greatness. The majority of it is greatness. That's why they can't repeal it. Those supporters benefit from the Affordable Health Care Act. But what the politicians did, what they called it Obamacare instead of the Affordable Health Care Act, to make it seem like a negative. So they got all them people to go along, we gonna vote, we gonna replace and repeal, but you can't replace and repeal because it'll hurt 23 million Americans, and that's enough.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, here it is.
What?
It's time, you know who.
What?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Please.
Good morning.
Lackluster.
Good morning. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carly Jr., good morning to the crew. It is a beautiful, beautiful Cinco de Mayo. And
hey, man,
I am having one of
those. Don't speak to me.
Oh, my God. And that's my friend. Hey, Jay. I'm so sorry.
Hey, Eugene. How you doing? Good morning.
Morning, butterfly.
I'm good. I have somewhere I need you to be tonight. It is my party. I'm having a Cinco de Mayo party. We're going to have Coronas, nachos, guacamole, menudo, fajitas. We got a lot of stuff. So anyway, I want everyone to come.
Singing group.
I'm wearing my my bullfighting outfit. You're going to love it. It's beautiful.
Bullfighting outfit?
You mean the one you wear on stage?
That one. But I have one that I just got made for Cinco de Mayo. It's going to be good, and you're going to love it. So this is a beautiful day that we celebrate the Latino heritage. And just, you know, I just want everyone to come over and have a good time. And my friend, Carloso, he going to be there at the house. We are very good friends. I just don't think they're going to gel together. That's the problem I'm having.
They might gel.
Look at you. One spray paper. I'll tell you. Hey, what's up, everybody? Mr. Steve Harvey, Shirley Carla Junior, and of course, I'm not finna miss your name, but Mr. J. Anthony Brown. Yeah. Hey, look here. All my boys come up. Courtney, Leroy, and them, Ray, my cousin Skunk, he coming through. Look here. everybody finna be up in the building, baby, because we finna, like, I got a whole bunch of Mexican pilots of mine, you know, that used to be getting in trouble with or whatever, but, you know, I done changed my life and, you know, rededicated my life to Christ or whatever, so I'm here. But anyway, all them finna come over, you know, we just go, you know, try to coexist in the same room. I already.
Hey, man, you really think your friends gonna get along with Butterfly Boys?
I'm gonna tell you, this Steve Mr. Harvey, probably about the first 45 minutes, it's gonna be a fight somewhere in the house in the first 45 minutes. I already know.
I don't understand why people can't coexist if his friends can't get along with my friends, because we're celebrating one thing. We're celebrating, you know, Cinco de Mayo. So why can't we all just get together and just, you know, I don't know. Why can't we just all get together in one place and have...
You come with that old Rodney King speech. Why can't we all get along? Look at this, dog. We talk about having a party. So, dog, we bringing some Hennessy, some Chivas Regal. I got some boys gonna bring some wings by the house. Ain't nobody. Guacamole give me heartburns.
What?
So, hey, all I want to say this right here, happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody.
Yeah.
I tell you, man, stay away from the slow songs. That's going to be real weird. That's going to be real weird. When the thugs.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, woo. Yeah. Yeah.
That's just random.
I know.
Because that's a random closing.
Yeah, I love it.
Ooh, yeah. And that's it. Now, you can put that on the back of any damn song.
Anything.
Any song.
That ain't work.
Fast or slow. Yes, sir.
Let's murder hit. What you got, man?
I got Childish Gambino.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is truly murdered. Dedicated to ladies who... like to take selfies all the damn time.
Man, tell everybody what it is.
We murder the hit. Murder the hit is where we take a song that's very popular.
Yeah.
We take those words out, put in other words.
Okay.
So yeah. The phrase murders a hit. Okay. I'm not a singer, so when it's bad, remember, key word, it was murder.
Okay.
Not redo.
Got it.
Childish Gambino, Redbone is a song. The song is about women who are very conceited that stay in the mirror all night long. Taking selfies and posting them on the internet. Sometimes they don't have but 9 followers, but check it out. They do it anyway.
It's daylight. Social media like all night. Changing clothes and taking pictures, it don't seem right. And followers, you only got 9. So long, girl, you've been in that bathroom mirror so long. Taking pictures same stuff you just had on. I love you, girl, but you ain't that fine. No, you don't get it. No, you need to quit it. Come back to bed, girl. Ooh, and let me hit it all night. Being selfish, taking selfies. Just had on. love your girl, but you ain't that fine. No.
Jay.
I love it,
like,
Jay.
Yeah.
That was good. Smash, baby.
He's always fire. In there. You ain't got but 9 followers. You ain't that fine. Come to bed.
Yeah, that's my new jam right
just
there.
Just one more. Just one more.
Yeah.
From this angle.
You're doing
fire.
The most, girl.
Love that, Jay. I like the way it started off. Yes. That was you getting up high now.
So long.
Yeah.
You hit that.
Taking pictures of stuff you had on all night.
That was good, Jay. Well, thank you.
Love it, love it.
Mm-hmm. Get to hear that often. It was good, Jay.
You ain't never heard that before, have you?
I don't hear that a lot at all. Unless there's money involved. It's good, Jay.
Some pastors want a copy of that, Jay.
Thank you, Ralph Hawkins. Hey, thank you.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
On the talk show yesterday, a lady raised her hand and said, this fool redid grandma's hands. CeeLo's hands. She said, Steve, I was at my job crying. Crying. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, at about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready for today's strawberry letter. Nephew Tommy's prank phone call is up next, right after this. All right, y'all. Hey, coming up today, everybody, top of the hour, about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready for today's strawberry letter. But up next, come on, fool, what you got?
Uncle Steve, it is Cinco de Mayo. I called this Spanish guy and I asked him, can you fix my roof?
Who you play?
Oh, man.
Can you fix
you get hurt, you know,
my roof?
It makes me so nervous.
Yeah. I can't wait for this.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Eduardo.
This is Eduardo.
Eduardo, how you doing, man? I'm one of your neighbors, man. I'm actually like 2 streets over. I wanted to see if you could come around here, man, and help me out, man. I got a leak in my roof. Are you able to come around the corner real quick and see about fixing my roof?
Who's this?
Yeah, this is Sammy, man. I live like 2 streets over from you. You're Eduardo, right?
Yes, this is Eduardo.
Okay, hey, I need you to. I got a leak in my roof, man. I want to see if you can come around here and take a look at my
leak
roof.
A leak in your roof? What does that have to do with me?
I got a leak in it. It doesn't have anything to do with you, but I wanted to see if you could come around here and fix it for me.
How did you get my number, man? Where do you think I would fix your roof?
I got your number from one of the neighbors, but you're Hispanic, right?
Yeah, no, I'm Hispanic. Well, I'm not from Hispanic. I'm Mexican, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying,
American, Mexican-American. Are you trying to be funny, or what are you talking about? Why do I got to go fix your roof?
Don't all Mexican people know how to do roofs?
You know what, man? Don't talk to me like that. I'm an educated Mexican. I'm your worst nightmare. Who the do you do? Who the do you think you can call me? Because think that all Mexicans fix roofs and listen here, I'm not a roofer. I work at a bank, okay? You understand that?
No, I understand you work at a bank, but from my understanding, all Hispanic people, I mean, what do you do at the bank? I mean, do you lay tile at a bank? What do you do at the bank?
Listen, you ignorant. I work at a bank. I'm a loan officer. I am a dangerous, I'm a Mexican with good credit, okay? I'm a dangerous Mexican. You're with the wrong person. Are you that stupid? Huh? What is the matter with you? Who gave you my number? Where do you live? You can't be one of my neighbors. I haven't seen a retarded person walking around my neighborhood lately.
I'm 2 streets over from you, man. Like I said, I got a leak in my roof, and somebody gave me your number. I thought all Hispanic people knew how to fix roofs.
Oh, really? Maybe if I don't cut your grass, like if you're going to stereotype us all, huh? Would that be cool? Oh, why don't you come over to my house? I'll tell you where I live.
Hey, man, you taking this the wrong way. I'm trying to give you some work, man. All I really wanted is to see if you could come over here and fix the leak. You know what I'm saying? That's really all I wanted to do. And I heard, you know, that most Hispanic people, you know, all of y'all supposed to know how to do roof. I mean,
are you kidding me, man? You stupid. I work at a bank. I've got a degree. You didn't hear me. You're one of them ignorant that don't listen to anything. I live in a nice neighborhood, man. What do you sell drugs to live in this neighborhood? You piece of Look at this. You're making me degrade myself by just talking to you. I don't do tile. I don't do construction. I don't fix roofs. I'm not a mechanic. I don't do yards. Okay? Do you steal? Huh? There's nothing wrong with being a construction worker for laying brick or doing tile or doing roofing. There's nothing wrong with that, man. I got a lot of relatives. I've done those jobs myself, but I educated myself. Now I've got a degree, and I work at a bank as a loan officer. Don't you with me. Don't you ever call me again.
Hey, I need English, man. I need English. English.
Man, you, man.
What are you saying, man? What are you saying?
Hey, man, don't be upset because I speak two languages and you speak one. Oh, wait, you could probably speak pig Latin or something. Like that,
hey,
right?
Hey, hey.
You know, what, man? I don't even like to talk like this. I work at a bank. I got to deal with customers every day, and I deal with ignorant. I don't even like. I deal with ignorant on a daily basis. Like you, you think I'm playing with you, huh? Man, I grew up on the West Side. Man, you.
You need to watch your tone, okay?
Man, you.
Hey, man. Let me ask you this though. Do you know Julio? Do you know Julio?
Yeah, I know Julio. That's my cousin, man. What does he have to do with this?
Okay. Julio is the one that told me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Your cousin just got me to prank phone call you.
Nah, man.
Hey, Eduardo.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I listen to that show, man. Y'all got me. What? Man, I was ready to be a real Mexican from the hood, man. Golly.
You all right, man?
You got me, man. I was going to go back to being like my cousin. Woo, boy. Oh, man.
Hey, man, I got one more thing to ask you, Eduardo. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey in the morning, man. He got me. Hey, Tommy. Oh, man, before you go, man.
What's
hey,
up?
Tell your boy Steve to wear some Stacey Adams with those suits, man. Hey, the homeboy from the hood would love that, man. He'd be one of the homeboys, man.
I think I'm scared for you. That's what I think.
That first one's going to be good.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo from the nephew. It's going down June 30th, A Time to Laugh. It is the comedy show at MegaFest. You don't want to miss it. Tickets are on sale right now. You got myself hosting, and you have one and only Cedric the Entertainer as the headliner, one and only. June 30th, MegaFest, Dallas, Texas. Tickets on sale right now.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Ari Spears, the comedian, now says he's going to fight back. Now, you guys remember a few weeks ago when Aries was on fellow comedian Corey Holcomb's radio show? Remember this?
He
got assaulted by the show's co-host, Zoe Williams. Remember this? It was all caught on camera.
It was viral.
Mm-hmm. It went viral. Even though Aries didn't fight back at the time, okay,
now,
he just covered up.
Zoe Williams works for the...
Yeah, he's his co-host.
He's a co-host.
He's Corey's co-host.
Okay.
Corey's co-host. All right. And now, even like I said, even though Aries Spears didn't fight back at the time, he's doing it now, but he's doing it in court. All right. Aries is suing Zoe, and he's suing the radio station. So here we go to review. Williams became increasingly hostile after several threats of violence. So then he attacked Aries, all right? Aries claimed Zoe clearly had a propensity for violence given his conduct. The station is also responsible because they hired him. That's what it's going to say in the lawsuit, all right? So there you go.
He used the word propensity? He used that word?
It's like, Tommy, you always threatened to whoop Junior's behind, you know?
That could.
That, if that
I
happened.
I never hit him, though. But I can tell you that, though.
We're not going. That's a hostile environment.
Yes. Yeah. Junior could sue.
Junior, what now?
I know one thing. You ain't got to worry about that because we ain't going to make it to court.
Y'all knocked a sicker cell out your way. I wish you would.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you so much for that joke. I appreciate it. It's a good ass sicker cell joke. Thank you. Mark, can I have that?
I want to
knock the sicker cell out of
you. Hey, Tommy.
Okay, so comedian.
Tommy,
are you supposed to sue another comedian because you got into a fight?
I don't see this. I didn't see why the dude should get up and start throwing blows on Aries. I didn't know why he should do that. I really, really didn't.
Well, he was just pushing his button.
Yeah, some people can't take it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
And he's only human.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Because truth be told, now let's just stop the foolishness. Shirley, hands down, the most sensitive person on this show. More of us get in trouble with you, Shirley, than anything. The second most sensitive person on the show is Carla Farrell.
You need to stop.
Because Carla will cuss you out.
No,
well, Tommy is more sensitive than Carla.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tommy, you are.
You get mad about everything, Steve.
Tommy, because I'm your damn boss, Shirley.
You're mad right now.
Because I'm your boss and I'm responsible for you. And y'all ain't on the internet getting your ass ate up with stupid mess to come off this show. It's you, Shirley.
Hold on.
I have your back at all times.
Y'all don't ever re-comment on nothing they say about me on the internet.
What?
Y'all just let it go.
Oh, yeah, we
you
do.
Don't
yeah,
ever
do
defend
now.
Me.
What?
Your blog
we
no. Shut up, Jay. You just got on the damn show.
Everybody
know your ass.
Is Jay sensitive? Is Jay sensitive?
No,
yes,
hell no.
Comedian.
He laughs at every damn thing.
He don't care.
Jay
he's not more
Jay
sensitive than Steve. He ain't got much time left.
I can't believe he just said
just
that,
say?
Shirley. I can't believe
he just threw,
believe he
just threw
own
a
it.
Body blow.
I tell you what, Unc. We're going to start whooping their ass like the boy did every fifth.
And we're going to sue you just like he did.
Oh, I sue Steve. Oh,
what?
I cannot believe Steve sits up here and says he's not the most sensitive person.
Let me explain. Oh, I know I'm not. I know I'm not. I'm involved with more things. I have more things. I come under attack. But Tommy is the most sensitive. And Tommy, I just heard you say, oh, yeah, you'll sue me. Well, let me tell you how this will go. Tommy, you know what I'm going to do with you? I'm just in filings and motions. I'm going to just wear you out financially. The lawsuit process going to be so expensive for you.
But
I just wear you down.
You punched me about 4 years ago. You punched me in the chest. I could still file on that.
You could. You could, but you got to fix that ragged ass Rolls Royce first. See, all your money going to that ragged ass car. So I ain't really
now you're only half rich anyway.
Okay, yeah. Rolls be raggedy.
Come on, let's go.
Buckle up and hold on tight. The sensitive lady has a letter for you.
Whatever. You always are ready, set, go. You and your uncle.
Throwing tantrum, Shirley.
Yes.
Subject. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Hello, Shirley and Steve. I'm a 20-year-old black woman who comes from a very loving and caring family that carries themselves in a very classy and respectful way. I've been taught since I was a little girl that men will treat you the way you allow them to treat you. I'm coming to you all because I need help. I can't find a man that wants to be in a serious relationship with me. And I know about 90% of the blame can be put on me. I have no limits when it comes to sex. I'm very sexually active. I have sex with men on first dates, hell, even first encounters. I'm a very easy woman. 9 times out of 10, I don't use protection.
Wow.
And I've never had an STD, but I know it's going to happen one day. Nobody in my family even sees me this way. They know I'm not a virgin because of the pregnancy scares. I don't bring these men to my family to meet them. Hell, they don't even stay that long. Most of them are one-night stands. I've slept with about 40 men. I've had threesomes. I even let their homeboys have relations with me if they ask. And the bad part about it, I can't even tell you why I do it. I'm getting older, and my parents are asking me when they are going to meet or at least see the men I'm dating, and I hate lying to them. I'm not ugly. I'm not an ugly young woman. I'm overweight, but not huge. I think I have good qualities, and I'm worth settling down with. I need help bad. Can you please give me advice?
Wow, man.
There's so much in this letter. I mean, we don't even have time. This is so sad. You know, I mean, first of all, you're a 20-year-old young woman.
You know, you think you have good qualities. I'll just start there. You said that at the end. And you're worth settling down with. But I just don't see how you can possibly believe that about yourself. I don't. You know, who lives the life that you do and feel this way about themselves? You know, to me, you're a classic case of someone who doesn't value themselves, even though you think you do, but you don't. You know, anyone who values themselves wouldn't do this. And, you know, you're playing a dangerous game. You're not using any protection. It's almost like you're inviting this. You're waiting for this to happen. You know, that's not cool. Anyway, I mean, you have the lowest of the low when it comes to self-esteem. You don't have any self-esteem. You know, if you thought you had these good qualities that you talk about in your letter and you're worth settling down with, why isn't anybody settling down with you? Have you thought about that? You know, why on earth would you be giving yourself away like this if you thought you had some good qualities? What has happened to you in your life? You know, were you abused as a child? You know, you're right. You definitely need help. And you've been pregnant how many times?
Right.
Pregnancy scares. This is crazy. I mean, you're playing with your life. You're playing life or death games here. It's like Russian roulette that you're playing with your life. This is so serious. And the one true statement you made in your letter is that you need help. You absolutely, lutely need help. You know, you're only 20 years old. You can fix this. You can correct this. You haven't had any STDs and you haven't had any pregnancies. You carried through, you know. But anyway, you need to get some professional help. You need to get some professional help. Steve.
Big dog.
It's sad.
I'm just going to say this before we go to break. Here's the deal. I can't find a man. That's what this letter's about. I can't find a man. Earth, Wind, and Fire has a song, Can't Hide Love. And in the middle of the song, it says, you can't give what you never had. Now, I'm saying that to say this. You can't find a man because you ain't found yourself. Mm. See, I don't know how women think that a man is going to complete them. You walk into a relationship complete. A man comes into your life and a woman comes into your life to complement.
Yeah.
But you have to complete yourself. Mm-hmm. Nobody can come along and complete you. You are your own work in progress.
You should be whole.
You are yourself. Mm-hmm. Can't nobody make you happy.
But you.
You find happiness with a person. But can't nobody make you happy.
True statement, Steve.
That's all I have time to say right now. When we come back, though, I'm getting right into the nuts and bolts of this right here. So if there's any 20-year-old woman out here that's wondering about this thing called sex, I'm going to really give it to you today from the male perspective. You've got to think of yourself better than this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve, with your response to part two of the letter right now. This letter.
This is, young lady.
20-year-old.
I need help. I can't find a man that wants to be in a serious relationship with me. First of all, I said, you don't even know yourself yet. But here's let's go a little bit more. I can't find a man that wants to be in a serious relationship with me. Are you serious? You can't. You cannot possibly expect a man to take you serious.
True.
You're not serious about yourself. We are men. We recognize this instantly. If you don't take yourself seriously, if you don't seriously protect your body, if you don't seriously show value for yourself, mm-hmm. if you don't seriously make a man have to consider you as valuable as you think you are, if you seriously don't have none of that working,
right.
how can you seriously expect a man to get in a serious relationship with you when you're not even serious about yourself? Shirley has said it all about self-esteem and all this here. Got all that. All of that is very, very true.
And some sort of abuse.
You know, maybe, I don't know. I'm not a clinical guy. I don't know how to say that. I could just talk about this right here. You know, I'm a very easy woman. And I use unprotected sex, but I've never had an STD. But I know it's going to happen one day. Okay, excuse me? You know that you're going to get an STD one day, but you're continuing to have sex with no protection. There are too many stupid people in this world. You're being very naive and ignorant and playing with your life, and so is the man or boy. This is ridiculous for you to know these things. See, for you to write this letter is just a cry for help.
Yeah.
Because this is stuff that you know. I can't joke with you because, man, if you were my daughter, I would be mortified at this. Okay, now here's the next line that I want to focus on. I have one night stands. I've slept with about 40 men. I've had threesomes. I even let their homeboys have relationships with me if they ask. And the bad part about it is I can't even tell you why I do it.
Right there.
Yeah. Well, okay. I can tell you why you do it. Because you don't have any value of self. You've devalued yourself. Somewhere down the line, something has happened that makes you think you need to have sex with these men to get approval or acceptance. Something has happened in your life, maybe like Shirley says off the air, maybe you have been molested in your past. Or maybe you think this is the way to do it and you're not worth anything else. Why would you want to be treated rotten? Why would you want a man to treat you stank? Why would you want that for yourself? And at 20, when you've got your whole life in front of you. So, you know.
And she wasn't taught that.
I think I have good qualities and I'm worth settling down with. Okay? Here's the bonus chapter to the book. I think I have good qualities and I'm worth settling down with. Here's a light bulb moment for you ladies that you already know, but in case you didn't, here it is. Men only settle down with women who are settled down themselves. Can I just tell you that about us?
Wow.
Men only settle down with women who are settled down themselves. We not marrying the wild pony. We not hooking up with the loose freak. You ain't fitting to get us to settle down with you.
For life?
When you ain't settled down yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Every man that called in today, 75% of them said they would respect a woman who was celibate. If that's who they wanted, they'd hang in there with her. But then you think he lying. Well, I bet he don't. Well, I ain't saying it was going to be easy. But at least they said they'll respect you because you respect yourself.
Right.
But now, you don't respect yourself, but you want some respect from a man. You don't take yourself serious, but you want a man to treat you seriously. Mm-hmm. You loose booty all day long, but you want a man to just respect yours only. But you passing it out like they Skittles on a coffee table.
Wow.
But now you want somebody to come along and treat you like a candy bar, an individual candy bar in its own wrapper. But you passing out tail like you Skittles in a bowl on a coffee table.
Wow.
Please know this about men. Men only settle down with women who are settled down themselves. We not taking you to our house to tame you. We not introducing you to our mama as we tame you.
No,
you are not. And so, young lady, you need prayer. You need some self-esteem. You need some counseling. You should go to a local church and talk to somebody and get some counseling. You need a moral changeover in your life. This is simply moral right here. You need to go to church and sit down and learn about God and what God really created you for and what he wants of you and what he expects from you. And God did not create you to be of servitude to a bunch of men a dumping ground for sperm. That is not why God created you. I'm telling you,
I like that.
At one point in time, you got to talk to people real.
Real.
I'm going to just leave because this ain't finna work for me no more.
Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Now, Steve, I have a question to ask you. I need some advice from you, okay?
Come on, sensitive, I ask you.
Okay, ready, set, go. This coming Saturday, this weekend, I'm going to be at Virginia University of Lynchburg. I'm going to do the commencement address there. They have asked me. I've humbly accepted, and I'm honored to be there. And they're also going to bestow me with an honorary doctorate degree.
Well,
I have my speech
ready
and everything.
How long is your speech?
It's not very, very long because I don't want to just keep them there forever. I get that. I haven't timed it out yet.
You should start off with this. This works every time.
Okay.
Repeat after me. The roof.
The roof
is on fire. Start with
we
that. Trust me. You want to have something that gets everybody attention.
And
you
go, yeah.
Everybody know that.
Is this on?
Thing on?
The
yeah.
roof. The roof.
I wish I could be that petty.
Put that in there.
We'll be
all of y'all ain't going to make it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right, thanks for the support, guys.
Surely.
What?
So
Uh-oh.
She's sensitive.
Sensitive. Shirley, you are dealing with four people who are professionals at walking out in front of people talking. Uh-huh. Now, we're going to each give you a tip on how to do this speech.
Okay.
So, Tommy, what would you like to say to Shirley?
Start off with a joke, Shirley.
Yeah.
That would come from you. Something that would come from you to lighten the mood of the of what's about to
short
happen.
Joke. Man.
Shut up, Jay.
Yeah, real short.
For instance.
Jay.
No,
Tommy, go ahead.
Oh.
Yeah, for instance.
No, Jay. No, it's not your turn.
Okay.
I'm calling Tom, man. I can't.
Who are you calling
Tom? I ain't even talked to his ass since he put my ex-wife on me.
You're going to call him? Wow.
I'm really in trouble over here.
You must be really mad. Okay, here's what's going down. Virginia University of Lynchburg, Virginia. They're going to present me with an honorary degree this Saturday, and I'm going to do the commencement address.
And that's why you need our help. Now,
and
Tommy
I'm
said open
for it
with
and
a
listening.
Joke. Junior,
okay.
What's your suggestion?
Open with the joke.
Shirley, you should start with a joke. You usually should. It'd be more like a knock-knock joke if you just don't have any. I think
Tommy already said that, Junior.
Knock-knock
I don't know nothing else but jokes, huh?
Wow. Okay.
Jay?
Okay, you ready? You want to start with a limerick. You want to give him a nice limerick.
Okay.
There once was a lady who had an affair with a man all covered with... Listen to me. Let me start over again because I got to interrupt it.
Okay.
And this is not going to work with the interruption.
Okay.
There once was a lady who had an affair with a man all covered with hair. And she lifted up his hat. She found out that she'd had sex with Smokey the Bear and then dropped the mic. Dropped the mic.
Boo.
What are you ignorant?
The mic.
What y'all got? Nothing. Junior didn't have Mr. Sick over there didn't have a damn thing.
Shut up, Doc.
Sick and die.
Sick and die.
Sick and die.
Sick and die.
I didn't even know what a limerick was.
All right, Steve, from you, a man who actually has two honorary doctorates.
And has given four commencement speeches.
Okay.
All colleges.
Uh-huh.
Good.
First thing, Shirley.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Show gratitude for the moment. Turn and thank the other doctors on stage for honoring you.
Okay.
Let them know how important it is and significant. It's the biggest thing you've ever accomplished in your life. Show humble and gratitude.
Okay.
Then we need this damn joke.
Okay.
I just, it's just, we need this damn joke.
Insert
man.
Joke here.
I mean, man, we got to, because you talking about talking 15, 20 minutes without a joke. There's going to be some people in there pretty close to suicide. So let us give you, here's a joke.
Okay, give me a joke.
Okay, here's a joke. It's clean. You can tell this joke.
Thank you. Okay.
This man and this woman is having an argument. And this is the biggest argument that they've ever had. This argument is so big that it feels like it's going to end it all. So they're going back and forth, and this argument then just got out of hand. So the woman says, that's it. I'm leaving. So mm-hmm. she goes in and she starts packing her bags. He came in there behind her. He said, where you think you going? She said, I'm going to Las Vegas. He said, Las Vegas for what? She said, because I'm going to get $300 a pop for what I've been giving you for free, Buster. So he storms out the room. So he go in the other room, and he start packing his bag. Oh. So she come in there, she said, and where you think you going? He said, I'm going to Las Vegas too. She said, for what? He said, because I want to see how you going to live on $600 a year. Drop the mic.
Walk out.
And take four steps back.
Put my hands up.
Yeah.
So you think that'll work over for the college?
It'll work if I did.
Graduating.
So.
Okay. No.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
You think that's appropriate?
You think, yeah, you think yeah. that's yeah,
hell
no,
that ain't appropriate, but
the
now
president.
You had their attention.
Oh. Well, you know what? I really want to appreciate you guys and thank you for your advice.
No, Shirley, we serious now. We're going to have to use
yeah,
humor. You're going to have to talk about the guys that you work with every day.
Oh, absolutely.
How hard it is for you mm-hmm. keeping, because they're going to want to know that, Shirley. So you got to talk about us and how yes. your job is to keep them in line mm-hmm. and how this doctorate will be able to help probably reinforce that. Because now I'll be able to say, I'm a doctor. Would you yes. guys please listen to me? And
I'm
stop some of this bad grammar. And just be honest, I work with four people who really took no time out to get educated at all.
Nothing.
Sure.
And starting with the captain of that ship, that damn Steve Harvey ain't got no education. And Shirley, that'll
no,
have
I agree
laughing.
With it. I love that, and you guys are in my speech for real. What I do, because that's what they want to know about that part.
Go ahead,
all
go
of
ahead,
that.
Tom.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Make sure you finish though. Without Thomas Miles' nephew Tommy, none of this would have been possible in my life. Mm-hmm. Who has helped me through most of my career in every field of endeavor. Just
that's great because. I was going to finish with the Lord, you know, thank the Lord and all that.
No, thank Tommy.
But thank Tommy. Oh, okay.
Cross that out.
Okay,
go with
yeah.
Tommy.
Right. Okay, well, thank you, Tommy. Okay.
So, Shirley, so what you going to wear? That's what we need to talk to you about. Yeah. That's where you get out of line at.
What do you mean?
Shirley,
I'm
get
gonna...
out of line. Every single
you
dress
go too
at the
far
hood.
With that, sir.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wear
wrote,
a dress
you
that
wrote
says...
You wrote across your whole ass, weren't you?
I'm not going to wear a dress that says honorary degree or anything. I'm going to, you know, I know what to do.
Happy graduation
guys.
Across
hey,
the back.
We need to look
really?
At your dress. We need that.
It's what you got on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, the Kentucky Derby, you know it's going to be held tomorrow. It's going to be Saturday at the Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. The post time for the event is 6:34 p.m. Eastern. The race will be televised by NBC. I love this purse. It's $2,395,800.
George Wallace's mom is running in that race. She runs every year.
Wait, excuse
George
me?
George Wallace's mom runs in the Kentucky Derby.
She runs.
She runs
in
the Big B. She's in the race every year. She's in it every year.
Yeah. No.
What? You can't do that without him
you?
Being here, Jay.
No, well, why not? This is the best time to do George Wallace jokes when he ain't here. Why would I wait till he's here and then he can top my joke? That is just stupid.
Oh, my gosh.
He said George Wallace's mama running every year. Man,
what they're
you?
Looking for now is his real daddy to ride her. So there's been a holdup. There's been a holdup on
wait,
finding
what's,
his
what's
real
the mama
daddy.
Name, Jay?
Miss Big Miss what? Big Beef. She runs every year. And here comes Big Beef.
Oh my God.
Go ahead, Shirley.
I'm trying. Okay.
Oh, she runs every year.
Always Dreaming is the favorite in this year's event. Always Dreaming, Jay.
Big Beef.
Odds are 4-1, according to Odd Shark. Other horses, Looking at Lee, Thunder Snow, Fast and Accurate, Untrapped, State of Honor, mm-hmm. and our very own Roscoe.
Yeah.
You know we love our Roscoe.
Roscoe, yeah.
He's going to be performing at the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, who knew? Who knew?
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, Roscoe.
Jenny Little right here. We're going to rock a wallet in the building, baby.
Yes.
Roscoe.
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Good, man. What's that?
We're going to Julia.
Roscoe, my hero. What's up,
Mommy,
man?
Mommy, you keep me. We're going on, Shelly.
Hey, Roscoe, how are you?
Hey, anybody the new man over there? Jeremy Brown, what's up, baby?
What up, Roscoe, man? How you doing, man?
I've always been a fan of yours, man, over the years. Boy, you cracked me up, boy. I remember all that when you first came on Def Jam with you, and you just you squeaked that little curl piece. I said, this boy funny right here. Boy, you made my boy. What's going on, man?
What's going on with you, man? How you doing? Everything all right?
No, everything all right with you, man. And no. I just want to be the first one to say, welcome to a real radio show. I know you've been over there buried under all that media. They wouldn't even let you talk. I tuned in over there. I said, where the funny dude at? He ain't over here. I said, boy, they be great over there. They're wasting your ass. How many years you been over there just dry rotting? Welcome to life, baby.
Thank you. Wow, man.
Hey, man, you over here laughing and everything. It's funny. It's just a show of pleasure to meet you, man.
It's nice to meet you, too, man. You working on any music? Got new music coming out, man?
Hell yeah, man. I got a new one. I'm down at Kentucky Derby all weekend, you know.
You're going to perform at the Kentucky Derby, right?
Hell yeah, I'm performing at the Kentucky Derby. They asked me to call the race, but I told them I didn't feel like it.
Oh, did they now?
Yeah. I'm not going to call the race, but you know, I don't, you know. Uh-huh. I'm a singer, you know, so what I look like talking, you know what I'm saying?
I got you, Roscoe.
It's a way to tell it. I'm going to be at four white events.
What?
What?
I'm going to be at four white events.
What does that mean?
Four.
What do you mean?
Like one time here, uh-huh. one time uh-huh. there, another time
got
here.
That.
They're four. Yeah. They're four.
Okay. You mean white. Like all white? People are going to wear all white.
No, white people. No.
Yeah,
I'm doing four white events.
So what does that mean?
Just all white folk in there.
Yeah. So do you change up your style, your music? What are you saying?
Rocco don't change a damn thing. I just know I got to do some of my hits. You know.
Oh, okay.
I got to
like
do,
what?
You know, they like Bob Streisand, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, people, Perry Como. Mm-hmm. You know, people like that, you know, so I wrote to Papa, oh, Papa. You know, they like that. That's Barbra Streisand. Oh. That dude that right there.
Okay.
I know you ain't never heard it, because you ain't white.
Oh, you got to be white.
That's why I do a white event, because I'm a white song. Can't have black people just staring at me.
You know, Roscoe, the big thing with the women down there are those big, fabulous hats. At the Kentucky Derby. Yeah. Are you going to be with a lady, or is she going to wear a hat, or will you have on a hat?
You mean is the lady's going to be with me?
Well, however you want to say it.
I got four or five of them coming. You know.
What?
Four or five of them coming down there, hats on, everything, you know.
Oh.
I'm down there, you know, because I'm the lead. You know, I'm saying at one of the white events, one of the white women want me.
Yeah. Man,
I've been avoiding it for three Kentucky Derby. I'm gonna do it this weekend, though.
Oh, Roscoe, that's sharing too
it.
Much.
I'm gonna let her have. You know, she be just looking at these nuggets. I'm gonna go and let her have them.
Will this be your first white woman if you get with her? Have you been with a white woman?
Oh man, come on, Jay. I've been around too many times. Boy, I've been around everybody. Has me white girl, man. Let me tell you something, boy. I've been with some bad ones, boy. I mean, you know, I was with Priscilla Presley.
You need to say Elvis's ex.
Come on, Roscoe.
Elvis, you know, he was always gone. Hell, I was there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Priscilla Presley was one of them, and I had another. She was another white girl I had on. Let me see. Let me go over here.
Wow.
I had Betty Davis.
You had Betty Davis,
the actress.
Yeah, I wrote the song for "You Got Betty Davis." I wrote that. Who the hell you think wrote it? I was looking at her one time. I said, "Oh, the white girl got some good eyes." You know, then I went on, I was on there. Then I dated Philly Diller for a little while.
What?
Philly Diller. If it had Joan River one time, Joan River.
You mentioned Barbra Streisand. Did you date her?
No, I ain't like Barbra Streisand. She was up there.
She was up there.
Elizabeth Taylor, though.
Aww. You had Elizabeth Taylor?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Beautiful. She was beautiful.
Hell yeah. Yo.
Wow. Yeah. All right, well, we'll
I gotta go.
To
I'm
you.
Out.
Yeah.
Talk to you. Time, new clock.
What? Bye, Roscoe.
Don't know what the hell going on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Siri, guys, Siri saves men from sinking boat. You know Siri that you have on your iPhone?
Yes.
She can answer many questions. Yeah, she can answer a lot of questions, do many things. But it recently took things to a whole new level by saving three fishermen from disaster out on the high seas. The three fishermen were cruising off the coast of Florida when they were confronted by big waves. It didn't take long for the 18-foot boat to start taking on water, okay? While battling the rush of the rough ocean, the crew member, using a waterproof iPhone 7, used the Hey Siri feature to call 911. That was smart. Mm. Luckily, the feature is activated by voice, as the fishermen were dealing with cold hands and fingers and were having trouble dialing on the touchscreen. Okay, not long after the call for help, a helicopter from the Coast Guard went out to search for the guys, found them, and brought them back to safety. I like that. What do you use Siri for? Yeah, what do you guys use Siri for?
Directions.
Steve?
You can get directions Steve? From Siri. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to show you what I use mine for. This is the most important thing for me. Watch this right here. I'm going to show you how I do it.
Okay.
Set my alarm for 4 a.m.
Okay, your 4 a.m. alarm is on.
That's it.
You can
that
do that.
That is important.
Yeah.
At this show, that is important.
Yeah.
Hey, speak in there and say I'm feeling freaky and see what Siri say.
I'm feeling freaky.
I can't believe he did it.
I don't know what you mean by I'm feeling freaky.
That's a woman. That's a great response.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
It's the response.
Right on point, huh?
That's right on it right there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right on point.
The only thing missing was the attitude, Jay.
She went right into that.
Well, it's nicer than I have a headache.
Nobody want to compromise.
I can't believe Steve
did it. You
can't
compromise on your damn phone, man. You can't win.
No respect.
But that's the most important thing I use it for, setting that alarm.
Setting that alarm.
I use mine most.
And you know how I discovered
direction.
That? Because I was just looking at the thing, and it, you know the thing that says things you can ask Siri? And then I saw it on there, and then I tried it, and I said, damn. Because every morning I try to set my alarm. You know, I got to go through it, scroll it, get the time, slide it over. That's my favorite thing about it.
If you really ain't got nothing to do and you're home by yourself, curse Siri and see what she says. I've done it. It's amazing what she says.
What will she say?
I've never heard
what's
such language.
What's the temperature in Chicago in the morning?
Wait, what, Steve?
6 degrees right now.
It's 46 degrees. It's damn chill.
Okay, try this.
I'm going to tell you
Kiss
something.
Kiss my behind.
Hey, Tommy, you, hey, do your he iPhone nice. Work?
He don't even have an iPhone.
He's not into iPhone, no.
I got a Samsung.
Oh, your stuff blow up in your damn pocket.
I don't have that Samsung.
I can't believe you bought that raggedy. Man, your car's raggedy, your phone raggedy.
My phone is not raggedy.
No, damn, dog. My car. Man, hey, man, why don't you buy something like the rest of us, man? You're always
Steve,
trying to be different, man.
You can talk to Siri and tell it to blow up Tommy's phone.
DJ.
And then Siri will go, it's already a Samsung. Any day now.
You have to turn those off when
off,
you get on the plane.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, the airline
don't
let you
some of them
phone.
they won't let you get on. You won't. They won't let you
see, Don, why you got that, Tommy?
I've been had this, though. Just
yeah,
have
but
a
why
good
don't
phone.
You do something?
I have a very good phone.
It's dangerous.
It's not.
Has
dangerous.
It ever has it ever blown up on you, Tommy?
No, he don't know because he got a high ass. If it's in his back pocket, he ain't gonna know.
He don't know.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'll tell you what, Tommy, you come over here, get your track phone with me, man. Phone.
You could, but you got to fix that ragged ass Rolls Royce first. See, all your money going to that ragged ass car, so I ain't really.
Now you only half rich anyway.
Rolls raggedy.
Phone work
all
fine.
All of y'all, all of y'all in Siri can kiss my behind, okay?
Phone work
to
fine.
A song. Let's play it, Cat. Get it.
Today is Cinco de Mayo, the day, you know, that's celebrated.
Yes.
And I just want to know, what are you guys' plans for today, Steve? What do you got going on? I know
I'm
you
working.
Have to work.
I don't. Yeah, I'm working. I worked on Easter, so no good hell well I'm working on Cinco de Mayo. Doggone it, man. If I messed up and scheduled myself on Easter, no good hell well I'm working on Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. Cinco de Mayo,
we need to get our
chance.
Priorities together. I wish I would take off today, and I missed the biggest day of my life.
Yes.
The whole Easter. Reason I'm allowed to exist. And I'm going to take off Cinco de Mayo. No offense to my Latino brothers out there, but boy, I'm at work, man.
So no partying, no drinking for you, none of that, huh?
No, I'm making cheese.
Oh, get okay. That, all right.
Well, don't they put that on burritos? So that's going to be my contribution. I'm making cheese.
I like how you did that, huh?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It worked. I like how you made it work.
He did.
I'm making
Jay,
cheese.
I know you have big.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Steve, you finished? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm telling you what you're doing.
Well, we have a big pinata of George Wallace's mama's ass, and we're going to blindfold everybody.
What is with you and George today?
And we're going to.
We're going to. And we're going to. It's loaded with ham, so it's very unbelievable. It's huge. Don't have candy, because these are grown-up people, right? Older people. And so we're going to blindfold everybody, and you hit it, and they're canned ham, so you know they don't. They've been fresh for a while. It's a huge ass, right? We take sticks and hit an ass, and ham falls out.
Jay, really? He will call in here Monday. You know that.
Okay. He's not here. He's not here. Whatever he does will not take until Monday. These jokes are today. You know what I'm saying?
Live in the
yeah,
now.
My jokes are today.
You yeah. guys are good friends,
it's
though.
Called, yeah, it's called Hit George Wallace's Mama in the Ass with a Stick. It's so much fun. Oh, my God.
Junior, what are you doing today? This man is crazy.
I'm going over to Jay's. I got to see this.
So Sick is going over to Dye's house. Okay.
Ham canned hams fall out of ass. It's a big pinata we make. We've been making it all
Shame.
Year. Yeah.
Wow. All right, nephew. I know you have some Cinco de Mayo plans today.
Butt naked guacamole slip and slide.
Yeah, buddy.
You hear me?
I love it, nephew. I love it.
The chips is at the end of the slide. Just slide through that guacamole.
Butt naked.
Love it, Tom.
Guacamole slip and slide.
You got margaritas. You got margaritas.
With margaritas.
Yes.
Now, Tommy can ask a question. Is the fresh guacamole at the end of the slide? Or you got to use that guacamole?
You're going to slide through the guacamole. You got to use that's on your body. You can't we're not passing out bowls around here.
Hey, Jay, I know you saved that mustard burn. What this guacamole
yeah, man.
That got is onions hilarious. In it.
So I need tequila shots, too.
Wow.
Tequila shots is at the end of the slide, Carl.
Okay.
Now, I just want to know, Shirley and Carla, would y'all slide butt naked on my guacamole?
No!
Yes, I will.
No.
Cinco de Mayo, yes!
No.
You could. Why?
No.
We'll be back. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Last break of the day. Great Friday, huh? Happy Cinco de Mayo. Have a great day today. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kentucky Derby tomorrow.
Yes. Roscoe's performing. All of that.
Man,
Steve,
I was all along
going
with, to the Kentucky Derby, too. This was going to be my first year, man. But
what happened?
Something came up really important. Oh. I can't go now.
Yeah, you said
I had my
going.
Buddy Junior Bridgman had me all set up. I was going down there, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be my first Kentucky Derby. And then the girl said, nope, you have to make this appointment. We
it
have
is
to
so
cancel.
Much fun. It's a lot of fun.
You've gone.
It was going to be my very first one.
I've been there.
You're going to put your money on George Wallace's mama?
Well, she ran out of oats one year, and I had to fly me in. It was just crazy.
Oh, you...
This special brand of oats she likes.
Oh, you went to work.
I had to find them for her.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Hey, y'all, don't forget, Sand and Soul packages are now going really, really well. We are waiting on you, though. We don't want you to miss the great event of the year for the morning show. It's the Sand and Soul Festival. It's at the Atlantis Hotel in beautiful Nassau, Bahamas. You have 5 hotels to choose from, 14 events to attend, 3 days and nights, all for one ticket price. Once you buy the package, you get into everything free. It's a little bit different than the hoodies. So everything comes in the package once you buy the package. And the beautiful thing is it's October 6th through the 9th. And it's going to be really, really great, man. I don't want you all to miss one of the great events. And we ain't trying to teach you nothing. No, man, we not going.
Have
fun. We ain't teaching you nothing. Don't come down there talking about no damn seminars. Mm-hmm. Steve, can you help me? I can't find no man. Well, you know.
So what just are we going eating, to be doing?
Party,
gambling,
party.
Mm-hmm. Shopping, mm-hmm. sitting around the pool, sitting on the beach.
Uh-huh.
Drinks are not included. No, all your food and drinks ain't included, just the events. Come on now. This ain't no damn. Come on.
All inclusive.
It's the same and yeah. soul.
No, food and drinks is not included. Come on. Right. Let's get serious. They and got you really have, expensive restaurants yeah. down there. They ain't finna do that.
Great entertainment, too. I mean, yeah. really, Star New Edition.
Just
New
Edition going to be that day.
Yes.
So, Sand and Soul, and you could put your order in and still make payments on it. So, it's October 6th through the 9th. It's going to be really great.
DJ Kid
Capri is going to do the Welcome to the Paradise Party. DJ Kid Capri is hosting that. Oh, yeah, boy, it's going to be strong, man.
What?
Kid Capri, boy, come on.
He's bad, too.
Late night comedy jam. Our very own Junior will be there.
Absolutely.
The one and only
Junior.
Earthquake will be there.
Earthquake?
The after party is DJ Mars. We got Tank in concert one night. We got In Vogue down there. Them girls is blowing. We got my man, the crooner, the lover boy, Keith Sweat. Is in the building. Dougie Fresh will be doing that. We got Salt and Pepper, and we got New Edition. Oh, Lord have mercy, man.
Yes.
DJ Spinderella going to do the Sunday night after party. It's all live, man. What y'all want?
I love it. Steve. Yeah.
I'm bound to meet somebody on this island.
That's going to be great. Mm-hmm. I was wondering what
he faded off. Steve, did you
get
on the
No, I was actually trying to look up the packages so I can give you an idea of what it costs.
Oh, okay. So we'll have to piece that together.
Keep going.
Yeah.
You going to find your one, Junior?
I got to, Tommy.
Yeah?
I'm having singles meetings at the bars at noon every day. Somebody got to get
there. What you looking for, though? What
nice girl with sickle cell. That's what he's looking for.
You know what, Jay? You know what? You always got the rain on my parade, dog. That's what I'm looking for.
Nice girl with sick of
him. All right, y'all. Here, let me give y'all some because y'all.
I'm sick of him.
Listen to me. The beach tower is sold out. So we got the beach tower double occupancy. They're gone. But they've got some triple occupancy available and quad occupancy. But the Coral Tower is available. The Royal Tower is available. The Royal Tower Preferred is available. Mm-hmm. Let me go on down now. We got the Royal Studios are available. The Coves are available. That's where I usually stay is at
the
Cove.
That's the bomb there.
Yeah. Hey, man, they got an adult pool over there.
Woo! I didn't been there.
Let me explain something to you. The waitresses.
The waitress? I'm going over there.
Yeah. You need some big trumps on when you go over there, Junior. Put some big trumps on.
You saying that for me or are you saying that for you? Which one are you saying it for?
No, I'm just saying every man need big trumps because you're going to get excited. You're going to get excited.
Why does he saying trumps?
Trunks.
He said big.
Women trumps.
Oh.
Loose. Like
but he said big.
And it's gambling outside.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Outside.
Yes.
Cabanas. I mean, it's just a really nice place, man. the great event of the year for the morning show. It's the Sand and Soul Festival. It's at the Atlantis Hotel in beautiful Nassau, Bahamas. You have 5 hotels to choose from, 14 events to attend, 3 days and nights. So everything comes in the package once you buy the package. And the beautiful thing is it's October 6th through the 9th. And it's going to be really, really great, man. I don't want you all to miss one of the great events. And we ain't trying to teach you nothing. So it's October 6th through the 9th. It's going to be really great.
Hey, sir, good luck on your speech. Good luck on your speech, for real.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Oh, for real.
Congratulations. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
And congratulations. Shirley's being given a doctorate degree.
Yeah, Dr. Strawberry.
In Lynchburg.
Yeah, Virginia University in Lynchburg, Virginia, yes.
And she'll be giving the speech. Congratulations. Y'all have a great weekend. Thank God you. Loves you. Don't forget to talk to him. He'd love to hear from you. Y'all, peace out. Turn your volume up if you're with me. Listen to Steve
Harvey in the morning. Listen to Steve Harvey in the morning, y'all. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.